Welcome to Corzant Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Michael Dillon. Michael Dillon is an entrepreneur and the creator of Air Water Healing, a product line that empowers individuals to take control of their health by improving air and water quality. With innovative tools like advanced air purifiers, water filtration systems, and natural supplements, Dillon has built a company dedicated to enhancing well-being through the most essential elements of life. His mission is to show how clean air and pure water can transform health and unlock the body's natural ability to restore balance. Dillon is also the vice president of Self Wellness in Boynton Beach, Florida, a center focused on holistic therapies and alternative health solutions. As more people in the U.S. seek out integrative approaches to address root causes of health challenges, centers like Self Wellness play a critical role in bridging the gap between modern innovation and natural healing practices. Well, good afternoon, Michael. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, man. Really do love doing these podcasts every single day. And you're hailing out of the great state of Florida. I'm in Kansas City. We're starting to get a little bit of spring weather, so we're excited. But I appreciate you making the time at this time of the day. And Michael, jumping into your first question, what inspired you to launch Air Water Healing and focus on improving air and water quality as a pathway to better health?
It's a great question. So I grew up in an alternative home. I like to tell people that I had a crunchy mom before having a crunchy mom was cool. When my mom got real sick in 2005, she took a holistic approach and she flew out to a place called OHI, which is the Optimum Healing Institute, where they focus on clean air, clean water, clean food. And they changed her diet. They changed the way that she thought. And if you were there in 2005, when my mom got on that plane, she had one foot in the grave and one foot on a banana peel. And we didn't think that she was coming back. And I can't tell you, Brian, whether it was 4 or 6 weeks, but I know it was at least 4 weeks. It was almost 20 years ago. It might've been six, but when she came back, different person. She was a whole different person. And just to see her love for food, her love for life, and to see her whole outlook had completely changed. Like, I remember my mom looking like Beetlejuice getting on that plane, and she came back looking like $1 million. And it always kind of stuck with me. Hey, maybe there's something to this holistic health lifestyle, watching what you eat, watching what you eat, watching what you drink, and it having a direct, you know, impact on your health. Now, I don't think that I'm saying that that's everything, but it is a lot of the things. And seeing it help my mom, you know, when I got into my own healing journey, I said, you know, why don't I create a source where people can learn about the air that they breathe, the water that they drink, and source, you know, the best supplements in the world to really help the body become, you know, the most powerful thing in your world is your body. And, you know, if you treat it right, it'll treat you back right.
Thank you. I appreciate the story. I know that's very challenging. Humans, we go through many challenges in life, but health especially can just really rock somebody's world. So thank you for sharing that. If you really focus on the health and looking at alternative ways for healing, I think that's amazing. So thank you. Michael, your products are known for being science-backed yet aligned with natural healing practices. Can you share how you balance these two approaches in your product development?
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of things when you go from a science standpoint and understanding that, you know, mycotoxins are present in the air when mold is present, everybody's so worried about mold, but they're not worried about mycotoxins because they don't know what it is. Well, if you talk to any of the leading mold experts in the world, like Dr. Gary Rosen, if you do any of the research engineers, Alan Johnston, who's written paperwork on dioxins in the air, they understand that there's a balance between nature and also science. So you sometimes have to look at what is happening in the Mother Nature realm, like in the world. When you look at lightning storms as they move throughout the region, right? Most people don't understand the importance of negative ionization and what critical role it applies in Mother Nature. When a scientist looks at it and says, well, how can we duplicate this to be almost as if a Mother Nature could come into our house without affecting energy efficiency? And then they test it. And then they tested a bunch, and then they put it into, I know you said, I think Missouri or Kansas, wherever you were originating from, but Kansas State University has done a lot of research on photocatalytic oxidation, which is the PCO technology that's inside of our V3 air purifier. And it's really cool to see science meeting Mother Nature under one roof. And there is so much more that is going to be more of what you're seeing in our air purification, which we're working with companies like Global Healing that are diving into manufacturing supplements. And everything that they do is technology, but also history. right? So I was over there at their facility, and they were looking at how they were using sound and vibroacoustics, you know, 3,000-4,000 years ago to move heavy rocks. And they took that same approach and said, well, if we put vibroacoustic therapy and we put it into a microsomal technology, we could literally take the cellular level of a plant and break it down to where the body can absorb it more. And we don't have to increase the cost of the supplement. And that's so cool. Like, I don't know, Brian, if you're familiar with liposomal. So liposomal is a new kind of technology that is out there for liquid-based vitamins. And usually you're going to see between a 30 to 40% increase when you use the word liposomal. We figured out a way that is inexpensive to where we can be more bioavailable than liposomal with our supplements and not have to increase price.
Thank you for breaking that down for us. There's a lot there. Obviously, you know, there is a balance between Mother Nature and science. They can certainly cohabitate in our environment. We just need to know what's best for our bodies and our health. So thank you for sharing all that. And Michael, what are some of the biggest challenges you've encountered as an entrepreneur in the health and wellness space? And how have these experiences shaped your approach to business and innovation?
So I think one of the biggest things is you have to combat billions of dollars in marketing. And there's so many people that will still come up to us at trade shows and say, oh yeah, but isn't a filter the best thing? Isn't HEPA the standard? And to a point, you can kind of understand why people would be conditioned to think that. And, you know, the caveat is you don't find HEPA filters in Mother Nature. They just don't exist. It doesn't exist. And a lot of times people have been shoved with so many ideas, Brian, down their throat from big marketing companies and executives that are like, hey, let's do this, let's do that, let's clean the air. And I always tell people, if you look at the ingredients in some of these air fresheners and some of these plug-in devices, the long-term effects, like you can't even buy these things in California without getting a Prop 65 label telling you that it can have certain levels of lead that can lead to chronic disease in the body. And I think that the big thing is convincing people just to do their own research and say, hey, you know, instead of just listening to a commercial that you heard airing during a big football game, why don't you go and research some of this technology on your own? Because a lot of the technology we didn't invent, we just improved it.
Thank you. You're right. You know, Mother Nature has put everything there for us, whether we have gotten away from the basics in our health and what Mother Nature has to offer. But I agree with you. It's time that the information gets out there and let people decide for themselves what's best for them. So I appreciate that. And Michael, last question of the day, can you highlight any emerging technologies or innovations in air and water purification that you believe will play a critical role in the future of health and environmental wellness?
Yeah. So the thing that we're most passionate about right now in as far as innovative and cutting edge technology is we've developed with our partners. I've got a guy that I actually met at a trade show, and he's an engineer. And when he saw my air water healing website and the podcast that I'm doing and our air purifier technology, we have been merging with combining existing technology through Alan Johnston with a cutting edge technology that's called AWG. And AWG is an acronym for Atmospheric Water Generator. And what that is a dehumidifier, it is a chiller, it is an air purifier, and it is also a holding retention tank all in one. So what I really love is my partner, right, my significant other, if I came to her and said, hey, sweetheart, I've got an atmospheric dehumidifier, and I've got these two cool UV lights that can disinfect the water, and then I've got a pump where I can pump it into three different filters, and then I can draw the air in over this compressor, and I can get liquid to drop into the back. She'd be like, cool science experiment. Now go put it in the garage because it's not going in my counter. You will not put that on my counter space. I don't know if you've ever been with a woman, but sometimes if you even put a coffee machine that's bigger than 8 inches, they tell you it needs to go underneath the sink when friends are coming over. So sacred space in the kitchen, we kind of created a really good looking, attractive product where we can take the humidity out of the air and convert it into drinking water. And with the right humidity levels, Brian, we're talking between 3 to 4 gallons of water a day. And even places that have very low humidity, we're now creating solutions for those people. And really the aim behind that was to eliminate plastic bottles, the conditioning of having to go to a grocery store and constantly go and go and fill up. So we encourage people to go out and get, I don't care what brand you do, stainless steel, glass, mason jar, fill it up, bring your water with you. And we've made it so affordable to be able to create your own drinking water on demand and get, break yourself out of the cycle of having to buy bottled water.
That's awesome. I like how the technology is amazing. Innovation is just something that I really love and talk about a lot on the podcast. But to have it fit with a small footprint in the domain, which you said with your partner, she obviously wants her place looking nice and tidy. That's awesome. You've kind of combined the best of two worlds there. Definitely going to look and check that out for sure. And Michael, it was such a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Absolutely. And I'd love to help anybody else out there. If they want to learn more about what we're doing, they can go to airwaterhealing.com, use promo code MAHA, M-A-H-A, and get a big discount and free shipping if they want to try any of our products.
Bye for now.